The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio, on the air and online.
Airbnb has made short-term rentals of private homes into a big business, complete with an online ad campaign.
It's simple. Just enter where you want to go, the dates you want to be there, and choose from thousands of places.
Legally, though, there are some controversies, one of which is playing out in Fredericksburg, as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
This is a story by Kathy Jett of the Freelance Star. There's been a number of stories around Virginia in response to Airbnb, which is one of the services that allows people to rent out their homes for short-term rentals. Of course, this is kind of run afoul of local zoning ordinances and is seen as a competitive threat from hotels. The story out of Fredericksburg is about kind of the wheels of the local bureaucracy in requiring that people who rent out their homes through Airbnb and other services apply and receive a special use permit. So the first of about eight homes that are offered on Airbnb, one of the owners has applied and that process has begun. The city is going to be looking into taking action against other homes that continue to advertise but yet don't apply for the permit and don't also pay the city's lodging tax.
That's a 6% tax that hotels and bed and breakfasts have to pay. David, the story quotes one resident in Fredericksburg who rents his home through Airbnb as saying the permitting process may be too burdensome for him to continue.
Right. Nicholas Pappas was quoted as saying that. I think this is going to be a big showdown in the General Assembly. There'll be legislation. Hotels, particularly in cities like Williamsburg, that have a very heavy tourist trade. The hotels, which have invested a lot in their properties and comply with a lot of state and local regulations, feel like there should be some level playing field. The Freelance Star article points out that this is just the beginning of trying to require these special use permits for Airbnb properties. And, of course, the legislature could come back next winter and make it all moot.
Our next story is from Stanton, and it's about religious education, not provided by a public school, but accommodated by a public school during the school day.
This is a story by Megan Williams, a reporter with a news leader in Stanton, about a school board decision there that was controversial. They had a practice there, which I may be unique in Virginia, where they let small young children, kindergarten through third grade, release them from instruction for about 30 minutes a day to go to a nearby church and get religious and moral training. It's a practice that the school board in July voted to discontinue. Felt like it was a disruption. It was cutting two or three or four full days of instruction out of a calendar year.
David, some parents argued that without religious training, their children are not getting the kind of strong moral education that they should be receiving. But at least one teacher disagreed with that.
Christine Hawley, she's the president of the Stanton Education Association, listed many of the programs dealing with positive behavior, guidance, and social well-being that the schools have made a part of their curriculum. As you said, that wasn't enough for some people who felt like religious education and specifically Christian education is what is needed.
The school board says it's willing to have more discussion on this issue. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.